A new survey from Wealth at Work has revealed how many workers over 50 have been rethinking their retirement plans, and workers of all ages have been forced to think hard about how to juggle their daily finances each month and how to cope with a lack of savings. On the contrast, others have found they've been able to save more because of limited spending opportunities. This paints a mixed picture of both financial winners and losers during the pandemic. To tell us more, I'm joined now by Director at Wealth at Work, Jonathan Watts-Lay. Good afternoon.
Hi, Jason.
So, first of all, a bit more background to this survey, please, because it does sound like six of one and half a dozen of the other. We're certainly sitting in two camps. It's either good or bad. There's very little in between.
I think that's right. I think there are definitely financial winners and losers. If you look at, for example, the industry that people have worked in, so those that have worked in travel and hospitality have clearly been hard hit, as we all know, so much more likely to have been furloughed or indeed lost their jobs. And then that's reflected in the age breakdown as well, because we see very young people and older workers, so 50 plus, are the ones that are losing their jobs and often struggling to find another job.
And we've seen that nearly half, 46%, saw an increase in their cash savings worth about $192 billion. But that is cash savings. They haven't necessarily put this into a pension pot where it could be working harder for them.
No, that's right. I think that this is a surprise windfall almost, I think, for those workers who were lucky enough to stay in their jobs, maintained their salary, but of course couldn't spend money because they couldn't go out to restaurants. And equally, a lot of them were not commuting, so they were saving a lot of money in that way as well. So they've got this money now to spend. And yeah, for a lot of them, actually looking at their pension contributions and saving for retirement would seem a good idea.
Yeah, because although there is some efforts to get us to spend on the high street, certainly if you look at other parts of the UK, there's some really big incentives in Northern Ireland. If only that came to Wolverhampton, that'd be nice to see. But this isn't the case of having all this cash which could be invested wisely. With one in 10 over 50s not being able to retire as early, there's a real hard-hitting impact. And particularly if one partner's looking at retiring at one age and another, and suddenly there's a disparity between what's actually going to happen and what they can afford to do.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think one of the things that the research has shown is that for some people, they just can't retire when they would have liked, because either their pension pot is now not as big as they'd hoped it would be, because they haven't been working, but also in some cases where people have been dipping into their pension pots early. So we've seen a lot of examples where there might be a couple, one has been made redundant or gone on furlough. And so with just one worker, then that person has been dipping in, or one of those people have been dipping into their pension to help supplement the household income. So that just means they've depleted their pension pot earlier than otherwise would have been the case, which means now they really need to get back to work and work longer in order just to replenish what they've lost.
Yeah, so we're looking at over 55s who may be able to take up to 25% tax-free from their pension pots. And although that might seem like a brilliant idea at the time, yes, they've done it as a necessity, but actually it will cause them to have to work longer and harder and in a difficult job market as well.
Yeah, I think that's the issue, is that one of the things that we're seeing with the over 50s is that the unemployment rate there is disproportionately high. And we do know that it's harder for those workers to find jobs. And indeed, they may find it hard to find jobs at the salaries that they were previously earning.
And in particular, the message needs to get across to these businesses. Actually, you've got a great pool of very experienced workers here who know they're going to work longer. You're employing somebody who's 55. You're not talking necessarily at the most 10 years. If they're looking at 67 before they get state pension, it could well be they're working until 70. A 15-year career wouldn't be a bad move for anybody.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is that there needs to be a bit of a reset, really, as to how long people think they do need to work. Because I think one of the issues that we see generally is that people are not, on average, retiring any later. And yet, of course, life expectancy over the last few years has gone up. And people are living more years in good health. So whilst there are exceptions to that, as a general view, yeah, it does need to be reset. You know, your 60s are kind of, are now still a relatively young, active age, whereas maybe a couple of generations ago that wasn't the case, and people were not expected to live nearly as long as they do today.
The pandemic's made 20% want to retire earlier, and it is then facilitating that. So what sort of things can people put in place to sort of get an overall view of where they really are with their pension so they understand what's going on?
Yeah, the key thing is to get all the pension statements together that you may have. I mean, you may have had a number of jobs over your career, and it's likely that you would have had pensions with a good few of those. So get those statements together and understand exactly what your pensions collectively are worth. You should also do the same with other savings and investments you may have as well, because that may actually go towards that overall pot that's going to generate an income for you in retirement. And the other thing that people should do as well is get a state pension forecast, so they can go onto the government site and get that forecast, because that's really important so that people actually understand how much the state is going to give them. And also it allows them then to work out that if they are going to retire before state pension age, well, how much income do they need to effectively generate from their private pensions and savings before the state pension kicks in?
And it could well be they may have taken a mortgage holiday during the pandemic as well, which is going to have a knock-on effect too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's a good time to recalibrate and work out actually where they go from here.
So where can we go to find out more information about what you at Wealth at Work do?
Yeah, so people can have a look at our website. So if they go to wealthatwork.co.uk/mywealth, there'll be some information there. But they can also go to some of the government sites, which we've got general information which will help. So sites such as moneyhelper.org, which gives a whole range of information on pensions and also other savings, investments, and also debt. And for those that are struggling, the debt charity Step Change, so stepchange.org, is also another good place to go to get information.
But it is a case of really taking a look at all of this. Don't be scared. The worst thing you can do is ignore this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no point putting your head in the sand. Time to reassess, I think, for a lot of people, understand what money they have, where they think they want to go in terms of do they want to carry on working for a number of years? Do they want to retire early? And making decisions based on that.
Well, Wealth at Work Director Jonathan Watsley, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Jason.